Coulter's Lady, Coulter's Legacy Number 2, by Maya Banks, narrated by Freddie Bates. Chapter 1. Seth Coulter walked into the soup kitchen and was greeted by a chorus of hellos from several police officers from his precinct. "Hey, man, I didn't think you were going to make it," Craig Summer called. Seth cracked a smile, surprised at how glad he was to see the guys he'd worked with for the past few years. "I said I would be here." "How are you feeling?" Rob Morgan asked as he slapped Seth on the back. "Better," Seth acknowledged, and for the first time in weeks, he realized it was the truth. He did feel better. He'd been sleeping easier lately, and his dreams weren't so littered with the images of a faceless gunman and the exploding pain of a bullet tearing through his shoulder.
"Hey, that's great. You'll be back before you know it," Craig said.
Seth nodded. Yeah, he'd be back. He hated being away from the job. He hated being away from the camaraderie of his fellow cops. For the first while, he'd sequestered himself in his house, refusing visitors. He hadn't wanted their pity. He'd resented the hell out of the fact that they were still on the job and he was stuck in his house, popping pain pills and hoping he regained the use of his arm.
"What do you want me to do?" Seth asked.
Craig threw him an apron. "Get behind the serving line. We open for lunch in 15 minutes. And hurry. Margie runs a tight ship."
"I heard that."
Seth turned to see a small, gray-haired lady standing behind him, her green eyes bathed in warmth.